Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I'm so excited to be here. And of course, gosh, every day we are trying to uplift our life out there. And I've got some amazing guests that I am going to bring on today. And of course, joining me throughout the show is my friend Norman Thatcher. And of course, Norman is the CEO of TNT Anger Management. And he offers these services to our community that are so important, and we need it. And it's about talking about your needs and to have a safe place to share your personal and your professional thoughts, and so that they don't cause anger. And so Norman has also put together an employee wellness plan for stress in the workplace. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and how you can get involved. And if you have a business, a corporation, or anything that you need TNT Anger Management to help you through this time that is stressful, and it's just kind of an unsureness time, which I know I'm just going to share, like, I have been super anxious, and I'm not usually like that. So I just think that we need a team to be able to outreach to. And Norman, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Kim, and good morning to everyone.
There you go. And Norman, give out your phone number so that our listeners right off the bat can know where to get in touch with you.
Sure. My phone number is area code 818-264-6255, and in the past, remembrance of Animal L.
There you go. Perfect. All right. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And I love this. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start it today and make a new ending. So that's really what we're going to do today. And I have the perfect guest that has been on plenty of times. He's been on my show, and he just exuberates motivation and just everything about life. And so we're going to introduce Joe LaSalle. And Joe, a little quick on him. It's just, he's not just another rise from the ashes story. This is a chronicle about a man with a purpose. And at age 14, Joe lost the use of both of his legs after a surgery on both knees, and was tragic. I mean, that's just tragic. But he was also confined to a wheelchair, but he never let it impede him. And through his thoughts, at age 18, Joe emerged into living an inspired life and continues to do that for all of his life. He teaches so many people how to live their best life. And so I thought it was just so perfect. I always love when he comes on. And of course, you are a personal trainer, a motivational speaker, and you do a lot of positive designs that entrepreneurs need in their life. And so with that, one, Tom, we have his song, and I would love to play that.
Sing in the shower when no one else can hear. Will you wait to dance for hours till you're alone in front of the mirror? You want a drink from the goblet, instead you place it on a shelf so you and your guests can admire it along with everything else. The songs you the game from the sideline, not allowing your dreams to play. The chance of taking a third strike is a price you're not willing to pay. You'll choose the same on the menu, a safe taste you've already tried.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That is so beautiful. And gosh, I mean, Norman, what's your thought? Isn't that amazing?
That was very inspirational. Thank you for sharing, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, welcome so much. And of course,
thank
we have
you.
A lot of years and a lot of background. And I'm so glad that you're here. And talk to us about where you are in life and share some of your amazing positive thoughts.
Well, I believe that life is always changing, and you got to enjoy the ride, like being in a river and enjoying how the flow of the river, the changes in the current, things like that, rather than just being in a pond and just floating, you know, which is good sometimes to relax, but ponds don't change. They just kind of keep on taking on, you know, leaves and decay and stuff like that. And that's all good. But so I've always looked at life as a pretty much a river or something that's always changing. I used to react to perceptions because everybody has their ups and downs and life doesn't feel good sometimes. And especially now we're all going through some stuff that.
Yeah. You just had COVID too, right?
Yes.
Like,
and I
think
COVID
everybody
too.
I talk to is like, you know, hopefully we just heard it all of our lives at this point.
Yeah. And there's an energy of, like with everything going on, even with COVID and the economics and politics
mm-hmm.
and everything that people want to grab onto to kind of hold on to an identity or something or some stability or foundation so that they can feel, you know, more in control of their life when there is no control.
I love that. There is no control, is there? And when in your life did you personally notice inspiration becoming an important part of your daily life? I mean, you know, I that's my life. I start my day every day in a positive way. But this has been trying the last 2 years. And tell me about your life.
Well, I first started when I was 14. I didn't say everything in the bio, but I was bedridden for 4 years, from 14 to 18. After the surgery, I had cast on my legs. My legs got infected. One thing led to another. I didn't know what my future was going to be. So I decided not to worry about the future and just moment by moment do something. I did have a state of mind like, oh, woe is me, and look what's happened, and I'm not going to have any friends, and the friends stopped coming to visit after 6 months and
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So what I did is I go, you know what? I don't have to worry about what my future is going to look like. I can take it moment by moment and focus on something. So I became a writer, singer-songwriter. I mean, a songwriter at first. I wrote lyrics and poems. To date, I've written over 300 songs and countless poems and quotes and things like that. And I think writing was a therapy for me as well. It helped me learn more about myself, and I got to create my own life out of my imagination. So
yeah, I love that. I mean, you really, within your limitations, which we all have our limitations, so you don't put yourself in limitations. And I love
right.
what you
I
put
think
on
it's
here,
a mental
inspire
construct.
And aspire.
Yeah, I think we put ourselves in a mental construct that there's limitation. And we are confined to whatever our limits are that we put in our own mind. So I was blessed that I saw the power of imagination and creativity early on. And I use that on a day-to-day basis. So three things I really think can move somebody's life forward and empower somebody and inspire somebody to stay inspired each and every day is, first of all, love. We've got to love life. And when we perceive life as being unloving or unsupportive, unsupporting, we can't react to the perception. We have to give it a moment and let life kind of flow and work itself out and re-choose our perception, because our perception is something that we can shape. But if we're busy reacting to a current perception based on how we feel at the time, we'll go down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing, love. And then the other thing is gratitude. Be great each day. Don't always do this, but each day I want to inspire somebody else's life and mm-hmm. do something that will promote their life. One
Love
other
it.
Person.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, I want to add Norman into this. Norman, I want to say, like, you're working on the other spectrum, and I want to ask Joe, anger. Was there ever a time where you were angry? How did you get through that?
I was angry. I was because I didn't know. The unknown will make you very afraid, and I held it inside, and unexpressed fear creates anger. So when you hold it inside, so if you can find an outlet that distracts you from yourself and puts you out of ego into the purpose or the event or whatever it is you're doing, you actually start getting immersed in what it is that you're doing, and you forget the fact that you're angry because you're occupied, if you will.
I love it. Norman, thoughts?
So there's two points that really stuck with me. One was right at the beginning where Joe was mentioning about, changes and things that, you know, you do on a daily basis. And so that kind of hit with me as my philosophy in my company is, with anger, it's something you might be at this moment, but don't let anger define who you are.
That's such a great thing, yeah.
And then also, he just mentioned the outlet. With your show, Kim, and what Joe just said, having an outlet or this pent-up anger to get messages out that there is help out there. And once you get to the point where you're accepting of that, there are educators, therapists, and coaches out there to help you through this process, because that's what it is.
Yeah, I love that. And of course, when that's all you're dealing with, is people that feel like they got a raw deal, right? Or maybe they don't understand why this happened to them, or they don't understand their thoughts. And, Joe, you went through all of that, correct?
What's that?
You went through all of those
part.
Thoughts and feelings, correct?
Yeah, I went through all of those thoughts. And I realized that, that we are not our experiences, that things are constantly changing around us, and that when we give it a chance, when we relax into it and we don't judge, because our self-judgment and the judgment that we think we take on from other people is something that can promote the fear and the anger and the sense of loss. If we feel like we've lost something that we can't get back, instead mm-hmm. of coming from a perspective of if we get to create something new in place of anything, we never have to experience the loss. So we can substitute something that's more positive and a greater idea of something to not experience loss. But yeah, until I came to those realizations, I was angry. And I told myself, you know what? It's okay to be angry. Mm-hmm. I when I was a teenager, I
I broke the window. I put my fist through the window because I had to break it because I felt so confined.
You have to
tell yourself it's okay to be angry.
Absolutely. You have to allow yourself. We have to all allow ourselves. Those are an emotion that that helps us in life at the same time. How do you feel like, what did you ever let?
What's that?
What gets you out of a rut? Like, when you work in our lives, which we all work in.
Somebody told me, a master teacher, Dennis Merritt Jones, told me something about a rut. He goes, you know, a rut is a grave with no ends on it. You know, that's what a long, long time ago, I heard that in a talk that he was doing. And I thought, geez, I don't want to just stagnate. And I invoke change into my life and make it okay to create something new each day, to do something different. That's where the song Live Your Life comes from.
I love it.
Just put something new into your life each day, even if it's a small little detail, you know, brush your teeth with your left hand instead of your right. You never know what you're going to find.
Mm-hmm. So I always love talking to you. I miss seeing you, and we definitely need to get together. How do my listeners find more about you and follow you?
Before I go, I want to give gratitude, if that's okay, to
of course. Yep,
to mentors. I want to thank you for letting me be on your show and sharing. I'm coming out with something called Quotivation. It's quotes that motivate people. It's called Quotivation. I don't have the website up yet. That it's going to probably be quotivations.com or .net or something.
Okay, just let me know and we'll share it with all of our listeners.
Okay. And the second thing is I want to use this opportunity to thank you and to pay appreciation and gratitude to two of my friends. My friend Tony Zane is in a songwriting contest today and it ends this week. And if you go on outlawcountryband.com, you can click on the link and vote for him. He taught me how to be a songwriter, so. I think going through life and giving thanks is an incredible.
I love that. As long as you can promote
somebody else's life. What?
We're better together. So
we gotta
move on, but I'm going to have you back. I love your energy. I love who you are. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. And your other guest as well. What was your name again, please?
Norman.
What's that? Norman, thank you so much, Norman, for what you had to share. I really
love to connect you guys. I think you guys could do really good things together. So thank you so much.
I would love to.
All right,
with Norman.
Okay, yes. We're going to take a really quick break. And again, Joe LaSalle, I will share him. He'll be in our newsletter. I want to remind you to call in at 805-419-0008. So that you can get our newsletter that goes out every single Friday. And all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. And again, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Norman Thatcher, CEO of TNT Anger Management. But, Norman, and so wasn't Joe amazing? I mean, that's really like I'm sure I work with people that are can't really see the other side, and that's your specialty, correct?
Yes, it is. And one of the key words that he did mention was just, you know, the word fear. Of the unknown, relates right into anger with not having control of things of the unknown. And then obviously, you know, he mentioned the story of how he put his, you know, arm through a window just out of pure frustration. So, his story was very, very interesting. And I'm glad he found the tools and the motivation to turn it around and become an inspirational speaker and does what he does.
Yeah. And so I love that you put together this this new thing, but it's out of need, right, of putting together an employee wellness plan for stress in the workplace. I mean, we hear about it every single day. Talk to us about that. And with all the stress and the unsureness in our world, this is something that I think is so needed, because you kind of don't know people. They're on their best behavior, but maybe they're going through some anger or some problem that that we don't really know about, correct?
That's exactly right. You hit it right on the head. So, after doing some work on this subject, I learned on my for myself also that 40% of the people in the United States workforce have mental health issues. 19% actually got help. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. That might mean they saw a doctor or got some, you know, therapy and that kind of intervention. But unfortunately, most did not and stay in that 80% realm of knowing there's a problem, being in the workforce, feeling stressed out, and, you know, still going to work. But there was some light at the end of the tunnel where 73% knew that they have something going on. So that percentage did increase their mental health plans with their healthcare providers, which I thought was interesting.
Right, right. And let me ask you, how do people handle their emotions during their work hours? You know, a lot of people are at home. They've got children. They're, you know, I mean, so many. There's just so many obstacles, and people have had to pivot. What's your thought on that?
Well, there are some, you know, things that people, I guess, would do at home as they also would do at work. And some of the things that I think just people don't realize is just kind of checking in with yourself, just feeling if you have stress. It could be working from home or at work. And, you know, some of the physical symptoms might be, you know, you have just an increased pulse, you feel restless. You just feel like there's a limited number of hours or time to get your job done, and it's just rush, rush, rush. So there are some techniques that I want to put out there for interventions and teaching. And so some of those are, first of all, you know, when you wake up, the first thing before you even get to work or get to your desk at home for work, is make sure that you obviously get enough sleep. That's so important to get your consistent sleep throughout the night. If you work night shift, that's a little bit more difficult because during the day you got gardeners mowing lawns and phones ringing and everything. So kudos for people that work at night, you know, police, nurses, firefighters, radio show hosts, whoever you are.
Right.
Thank you for doing what you do. But also the main things are is stay hydrated. Make sure that you're eating, you know, a fairly balanced diet. And ultimately, the main thing at work is talk it out. I work in two hospitals. I'm in constant contact with a lot of nurses, and they are just, you know, they're always on the run, 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 and got to get this done. But a lot of what I encourage is, you know, talk it out with your coworkers. And just make sure you're taking your breaks. That's so important. Make sure you take your lunch break. I know it sounds like common sense and kind of idiotic because why wouldn't people do that? But believe it or not, they don't. And the big thing is also watch your number of hours you're working in a week. I know California is a very expensive state, but it is not by the imagination that most nurses work at least 60 hours a week, 5 days a week, 12-hour shifts, and there's just stress all over the place. So one little fact I did want to put out there is violence and anger in the workplace is actually number three overall on the occupational injury report.
Yeah. You know, I just had an email that was sent to us from Cedars, and they were saying, you know, about coming into the hospital because our workers are so overworked right now, the nurses, the doctors, the staff. And they were saying, be nice, be nice. These people have been working for 2 years straight on, you know, way over hours. And I'm sure they're experiencing burnout. They're experiencing emotional, you know, and then all it takes is one person to not be nice and to take their anger out on, because we're all susceptible to that in a very emotional time. What do we do? What do these people do?
Well, ultimately, hopefully they have the insight to make a good decision. So their decision is their control. That's why, you know, getting help through their own self net of, hey, maybe I need to go see my medical doctor. Maybe it's something physical. maybe it's something I need to see a therapist, or I'll put my plug in TNT Anger Management Services.
I was just going to say, seriously, you know, they have to have a plan and also in place. And I want people to feel free to give you a call, because you do services all over the world, because now we can screen and we can, you know, do it through the phones, correct? Zoom anywhere?
Correct.
Yeah. And so take us through that little step that, you know, somebody feels like, I don't think anything's wrong with me, but I'm so anxious and I'm like getting angry at everyone and I'm not happy in my work. You know, are those the kind of things that people are calling with?
Yes. A lot of it, most of it is communication, you know, in differences with their spouses or their friends. But probably the second most thing I work with is people, you know, stressed in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of goes back to what they can do. Now, most companies will obviously have a zero tolerance policy for any kind of physical violence or lashing out, either verbally, emotionally, or physically. So what can your HR department do? Most of them have a EAP program, which is an employee assistance program.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something you might start with getting some help from through your employer. Now, most people will probably be hesitant to do that because they might feel, oh, this might, you know, jeopardize my job.
Correct.
So that's why, you know, again, at the beginning, it's do it for yourself. And, you know, get your own outside help if you don't feel comfortable with your employer and bringing this to their attention.
I love it. And of course, you have put together this program and the plan that businesses, companies, or offer it to themselves, right? And it's basically an employee's wellness plan for stress in the workplace, stress in the home, stress in your life. And how do we get in touch with you? Can you give out your website and also your phone number?
Sure. My website is www.tntams.com. And my phone number is 818-264-6255. And the kind of the quick remembrance is Animal L. When you call those letters on a rotary or a cell phone, it will come up to my 818-264-6255 number.
Animal L. I love it. Okay. And so, you know, really quick, I mean, we have a couple minutes left. What is the difference between having friends at work or having professional talk about your emotions? Talk to us about that. I think that's, you know, an incredible question.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody might, they might have acquaintances at work, but are they your friends, or, you know, do you just see them at work? So their focus is just going to be maybe work-related. I do get calls like, you know, I've talked to some of my friends at home or my family, and a lot of people don't feel like maybe bothering them, or their mm-hmm. friends might not have the time, or they don't want to have their family know their personal business. Education in my office is very private. It's a lot of trust building, and some people just need an outlet for, they ultimately don't want their friends, their coworkers, or their families involved. It's, they want to work on themselves first. And
right.
How do you do that? You're in the office, and there's work booklets involved and a self-assessment that is not graded. It's basically your own self-reflection of your own insight of yourself. And we work from there and go forward.
I love it. And also, Norman, ask my listeners and whoever's listening right now, what is a self-assess? If you're feeling like anxious, you're feeling angry, you're feeling nobody's listening to you, those are signs that you might need to just call you, correct?
Those are it. And usually, if you really want to break it down, it's like most people know themselves the best. So
mm-hmm.
if there's something you just, you know, are having a bad, usually it's not a bad day, we're allowed to have those. But if you just see your daily routine has changed over the last, you know, couple days or couple weeks, maybe it's a one-time tragic event, or maybe it's something that's just kind of gradually, but, you know, I know for the last like 30 days, you know, I just not, something just doesn't seem right. I'm getting more anxious. I'm feeling frustrated. I just can't put my finger on it.
Nobody's understanding me, you know, and then it just, you kind of like get smaller and smaller. Your group gets smaller. So yeah, those are all those things, correct?
Correct. And then the last thing I want to is in a career when you've been doing it for a while, that you're not suffering from a workplace burnout or career burnout where they're just, you know, you might just think your job is just too chaotic or it's actually boring. So So what I try to do is intervene and give suggestions for people where they try to avoid arguments at work. Always set boundaries if you think you're being, kind of overran or just feel like you're not being heard. And then the last thing is try to get organized with your time management at work. And if it's something that's overwhelming you, go seek your manager, because your tasks are time sensitive. And if it's just too many things on your plate, seek management. That's what they're there for.
I love it. Norman, great, great tips. Definitely give TNT Anger Management a call. They're in our newsletter. And you're going to be on with us. We're going to actually jump over to our next guest. And we have Julie Wald. She has a new book out, Inner Wealth, and how wellness heals, nurtures, and optimizes ultimate successful people. And we're going to talk a little bit about her. And I think I kind of feel like we're talking about self-awareness and self-help and self-help, and I love that. So, Julie, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you? And welcome so much, and thank you so much for being here.
I am well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and Norman Thatcher is on our line, and he is a coach, and he helps so many people with TNT management, anger management. And so I think we're talking about self-love right now. So I love when my shows just kind of develop where they're coming from, you know. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and is this your first book?
This is my first book. And
congratulations.
Thank you. I would love to share a little bit about myself. So I am a clinical social worker and a wellness coach, and I am the founder and CEO of a corporate wellness company called Golden. And okay. I have been really working with a combination of ultra high performing individuals, as well as organizations and teams for the past 20 years, really calling on a very integrative approach to helping people manage stress, build resilience, and, you know, certainly in these times, cope with kind of the challenging ups and downs of, you know, the days that we're living.
I love it. I love it. And it is, I mean, Norman, we were just talking about life is not as we knew it. And it, people have had to change and pivot. And, you know, people are afraid and people are unsure. And just, you know, we just, the littlest thing sets us off, like, are we sick? Are we, you know? And even if you have tried to, you know, exercise and eat well and honor your body, it's just not the same. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
I do agree. And one thing I do want to, I just love your saying that, and you always say it, that we all feel better together. So Julie is a social worker and Kim is a radio host putting the word out. Better together is the way to go. So don't be afraid to call.
I love it. I love it. Julie, so give us some tips in today's world and what we're going to find in your book.
At the end of the day, really in the basis of my book is really all about finding having the basic ingredient of a healthy life as a foundation to surf these crazy waves that we're all surfing, you know, really all the time, but especially right now. And at Golden, we call this the four pillars of wellness, which are movement, stillness, connection, and nourishment. That these are really the four basic ingredients that we need to have in our lives to maintain what we call really a window of tolerance for stress. So we don't go into those, you know, modes of what's called hyperarousal or hypoarousal when we're really struggling to cope, either by getting very anxious or shutting down, which is so common. And in my book, I outline the way that these four pillars play a role in cultivating health and well-being through kind of looking at the lives of a number of different very high-performing individuals that I've worked with through the years in different categories, whether they're athletes or business people or performers, and really understanding how just these simple basic ingredients, if out of alignment, can really put us in a very compromised position when it comes to coping with stress.
I love that. It's like everything needs to be in aligning, and it's your balance, you know, your eating. There's so many things we think that we could just get through life and do nothing. No, we have to work at being, you know, optimal. And I love that inner wealth.
Absolutely. And I think that sometimes, you know, we forget and we think that, okay, well, you know, I'm exercising a lot or I'm eating super healthy. And of course, that's wonderful. But if we don't have all of the ingredients there, really sometimes there can be something grossly out of balance that's kind of a blind spot for us, which happens to a lot of particularly high performers that I work with. And so say that if you think about a newborn baby, in order to thrive, that baby needs movement. They need tummy time. They need stillness. They need plenty of rest and, you know, just time to nap. They need nourishment. They need sweet potatoes and avocados and all that healthy.
I love it. I love it. That makes so much sense. Julie, how do we find your book and how do we follow you?
My book can be found on Amazon. It's called Inner Wealth, How Wellness Heals, Nurtures, and Optimizes Ultra-Successful People. And the website of my organization is heyitsgolden.com. So this is great if you're looking to support your teams, your organizations, and helping to build resilience, combat burnout, and really thrive in today's culture.
I love it. Thank you so much for being a guest here. And please share our show with everyone. I'd love to have you back and dig deeper and download our podcast.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You are so welcome. All right. Gosh, Norman, we are packed in our show today, and we have one more guest. We have Dr. Kavita K. Trivedi. And we're going to find out a little bit, diving deeper into COVID and what are some of the experts on the front line sharing about COVID. So we'll welcome her on. And of course, you are the founder of Trivedi Consult. It is a values driven medical expert. And thank you so much for joining us. Talk to us about the COVID and, of course, the boosters and just kind of where life is right now, correct?
We're still in the middle of this Omicron surge, and there are a lot of cases around us. We are in a much better position than we were in the first few surges where we didn't know how this virus transmitted as well. We were, you know, washing our groceries, and we were, you know, we didn't have treatments in the hospital that were as effective. And now we are in a completely different place. We have vaccines available. We have boosters available. We know that masking works. We have many more treatments available to us as well. So, you know, even though we are in this surge and things seem really upsetting that we're still in this 2.5 years down the line, I do want people to feel positive that we have a lot more knowledge around what this, how this virus is transmitted, and we have a lot more tools in our tool belt to arm ourselves against the virus.
And Dr. Trivedi, where are you located?
I'm in the Bay Area.
So you guys obviously have been hit hard too, right? I mean,
what, and
do you actually see patients?
I do. I see patients. And I'm also the communicable disease controller for Alameda County Public Health Department. I'm involved on the public health response side as well.
People that obviously have gotten COVID, does it come back? It kind of comes and leaves and comes and leaves and comes and leaves, right? Are you noticing a lot of that?
We have seen reinfections because this particular variant is actually so different from the other variations of this virus that we've seen in the past. We are a number of reinfections, even in people that have been boosted. But the most important thing to do is to get vaccinated, to get boosted. We do believe people that have been infected with Omicron and have been vaccinated are very well protected against future reinfections with this particular variant.
And what about the ones that have had COVID? They say, is it 3 months that you can't get infected again? Or is that even something that we even know about yet?
You know, because Omicron is relatively new, we don't entirely know the answer to that question. But I will say that I've seen patients who were infected in December and then got infected again in January. And the thought behind that is that they may not have had Omicron in December, given in December in many of our areas and our jurisdictions, we didn't see as much Omicron. Towards the end of December is when we saw more Omicron. So it's possible that people could have been infected in December with a different variant and then got infected in January with the Omicron variant. So we are definitely seeing reinfections in people who have had non or pre-Omicron variant infections. But that risk drops significantly if you're vaccinated and boosted.
What from the Delta is new from the Omicron? I know there was a lot of people that said they got sore throat, and then others were like, I never got a sore throat. And then some said I had a fever, and I'm like, never had a fever. Some are sick to their stomachs. So it's so different for so many people. Can you kind of enlighten us on that?
So definitely the spectrum of disease, right? We see lots of different types of respiratory infections in people with COVID. Before, we were seeing more severe lower respiratory infections. We were also seeing more loss of the taste and smell, which was a really easy signal that this person probably needed to get tested for COVID, right? When they couldn't smell their coffee in the morning. We aren't seeing those symptoms as common with Omicron. With Omicron, we are seeing more upper respiratory symptoms. So we're seeing more runny nose. We're seeing more scratchy throat. And what we're finding is that the Omicron virus likes to replicate in the upper airways. So we're not seeing as much pneumonia as we were seeing before. So we're seeing more kind of upper respiratory symptoms than we were seeing with prior versions of this virus.
Okay. And are people being sick to their stomach, or is it more just the cold?
I think it's more the cold symptoms with this one. But again, there is a spectrum. So there are some people that are showing up with GI illness. And I think children are more likely to have GI illness compared to adults. But in general, we're seeing more of these runny noses, scratching throats, which is really hard because at this time of year, a lot of people usually have these symptoms. So
a cold anyway.
You know, these are really kind of non-specific upper respiratory tract infection symptoms. So that's why we're advocating for so much testing. When you wake up in the morning with a new symptom that you didn't have before, we are advocating to try to get tested before you interact with others and go out in the world.
It is flu season on top of it, correct? So who knows which is which?
Correct. We're not seeing as much flu as we usually do yet, but this time of year, probably because Omicron is really, you know, taking over all of the viruses in the respiratory environment.
If you had is there a lot of Delta going on, or is that kind of past now?
The latest data from the CDC that kind of looks at certain places that are giving the variant proportion data to them, it really looks like Omicron has outcompeted all the other variants. So Omicron is at this point, you know, I think it's 98% in terms of the surveillance data that we have. So we really do believe that if anyone gets infected now, that is most likely from Omicron.
If you feel like you're sick, it used to be 10 days. Now it's 5 days. How do you decide?
It is still actually 10 days. The option is there that after 5 days of illness, if you are asymptomatic, you have no symptoms, your symptoms significantly resolve, then you have the option of taking a test to see if you're truly negative. And if your rapid antigen test is negative, then you don't have to stay in isolation. It is still 10 days. The way I look at it, it's still 10 days. There is now this option that if you're significantly better and you're, you know, asymptomatic on day 5, you can go ahead and take a test and then come out of isolation.
And what if you're still positive? Because I've seen a lot of people that are positive for a while.
Correct. So we would recommend that if your rapid antigen test continues to be positive, that you stay in isolation for 10 days. After 10 days, we wouldn't recommend that you do the test anymore because we don't believe you're contagious. So after 10 days, unless you have a brand new symptom, right, like if something brand new turns up that wasn't there before, we wouldn't recommend getting tested again. So after the 10 days of isolation, you can feel comfortable that you have recovered from whatever variant you had, most likely Omicron.
Let me ask you the last basic thing. Still wear your mask, sure. Still wash your hands, still sanitize. Are all those the same thing that we should be still doing?
Yes. So I would highly recommend, especially right now when cases are very, very high, wearing a high-quality mask when you go indoors. So this is one that obviously covers your nose, covers your mouth, and one that you can keep on your face for the duration of time that you're indoors. So really figure out what mask is going to work best for you and wear that one. Would highly recommend still washing hands when you come in from outdoors, just for general infection prevention from, you know, all different respiratory viruses. And then would definitely recommend that if you need to gather indoors, well, you limit gathering of lots of different households indoors. If you need to gather indoors, encourage people to wear masks and improve the ventilation, open windows, open doors. You know, luckily in California, a lot of our environments allow us to do that still, that we can open windows and open doors and not be super cold, right? But, you know, we want to improve ventilation. As much as you can interact with people outdoors, we still would recommend that. So I think those are the things that we – and, of course, the most important, get vaccinated if you're eligible and get boosted if you're eligible.
And let me ask you, if you're not eligible, then what? What should you be doing? Okay. Is there something, some kind of an insurance that you could do?
Yeah, so, you know, we do believe that even one-way masking works. So if you are not able to be vaccinated, not able to be boosted, not eligible to be boosted yet, wear a high-quality mask. This is the time to invest in a KF94, a KN95. Like, look around for a high-quality mask, and that will, we believe, will protect you even if there is COVID in the environment that you are in. So this is the time to figure out which mask works best for you and your face and your facial structure.
Okay, perfect. And, of course, vitamins. Just do everything that you can to add that, correct?
Yeah, and I think that's really important. Yeah, I mean, it's really important to remember we are, you know, this is not a sprint. This is clearly a marathon. And we have to do the things that, you know, keep us sane and make us happy. So, you know, being outdoors, exercising, seeing friends and family in a safe manner. I mean, these are all things I think that we really have to engage in so that our mental health is not sacrificed. You know, I love that you added that.
Yeah, especially for our
really
seniors, you know, and the kids not being able to go to school. And yeah, we have to take all of that into account that, you know, our mental health is as important as our regular health. So I'm so glad that you really mentioned that.
Yeah, and like I said in the beginning, we're at a different position in this pandemic than we were in March of 2020. We understand how this virus moves around, and we can mitigate risk. We can mitigate transmission of the virus. So wearing a high-quality mask, washing hands, getting vaccinated, getting boosted, the way I talk about it is, you know, layers of Swiss cheese. You just layer on these different layers that all have some holes in it, but hopefully you layer on so many that none of the holes align and the virus can't get through, right? That's what we want to do. And the vaccine and the booster is certainly the largest or the thickest layer of Swiss cheese, but there are additional layers when we are in the midst of high transmission, which we are right now. We need to layer on these additional layers to help prevent transmission. We want to block the chance of transmission. And especially for our seniors, you know, especially for our seniors, you know, it's one thing for a young family to get infected and to feel like I would be okay. But the thing is, we don't want to transmit that to grandma or grandpa. They may not be okay, right? So this is also one of those times where we have to think about not just ourselves, but people within our larger communities that we want to help protect. And so that's why we implement so many different infection prevention measures at the same time.
I love that. Dr. Kaviti Trivedi, thank you so much. How do our listeners find out more about what we just talked about?
Sure. I mean, definitely going to the CDC website, going to your local public health department website. LA County has a lot of great information on their website. I would look at trusted sources to see what rates are like, what measures are being recommended in your particular jurisdiction and area.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. Thank you so much. Stay well.
Thank you.
Norman, thank you so much. Some really, really good stuff here. Give out your phone number again for our listeners to call.
Sure. Area code 818-264-6255 and animal L.
There you go. I love it, Norman. I loved having you on. Love what you do for our community. And I love that you put together this plan to help so many people in an unsure time right now. You will be in our newsletter. And again, we are at the end of our show. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. And happiness is a perfume. You can spread onto others without getting a few drops on yourself. So always be happy to make others happy. And that's really what it's all about. I'm so glad that you tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a really great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing. To me.